This is the Image and Glory Conference 2024.
Welcome to a feast of five things full of marrow.
Of wines on the lees well refined.
We believe you will be blessed by the abundance of grace to be administered through God's word.
Stay blessed.
Amen. Can we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you again. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you for the blessing you have brought again to us tonight through your servant, Pastor Thompson Ehima. Lord, thank you for the atmosphere. It's still here. Thank you, our Lord Jesus, because you are here. You have come and you are not going again. You have come. You have come to take us to your Father. The Father has sent you to bring many sons. Thank you for your presence in this place. I recognize your presence. My spirit bear witness that you are here. And I recognize your angel who is ministering with you to bless us. Lord Jesus, I come under you again tonight. I ask that you will bless this house. Bless everyone. Use me to bless. Bless me also. I ask for entrance. I ask for utterance. I ask for grace. I ask for blessing of your Father to come to me through you. Thank you, my Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I also bring greetings from my wife. She sent her greetings. And let me see, the church in Ilorin too brought greetings. Amen. You know, so let's see. Pastor really did a powerful labor. I don't want to disconnect from his labor because I just always say it's one flow in the spirit. You know, so the seal of the Father is not, we can't teach completely the seal of the Father in this kind of gathering without making reference to the seal of the Holy Ghost and the seal of Christ. So that's why the building has to be like that. Can we say a big amen? Amen. And because what the word I was told, like an injection, I said it this morning, that the seal of the Father is for the living soul. The seal of the Father is for the living soul. The seal of the Father is for the living soul. And we don't have many living souls yet. We don't have many living souls yet. Pastor labored again today on spiritual. Being made spiritual. A spiritual man is not yet a living soul. A spiritual soul is not yet a living soul. We used to look down on living soul. You know, I'm a quickening spirit. No, it's not like that. All those things is just childishness. Okay, and so the man God lost in the garden was a living soul. The man God lost in the garden was a living soul. And God never found another living soul until a long time. So to be made living is a great accomplishment in the spirit. To be made living. If you are made living, once your soul becomes a living soul, that's when God has found you again. Because the man God lost was a living soul. The man God will find. When it's a lost but found. What God will find is a living soul. If you are not yet living soul, God has not found you. You are still lost to God. Because the man God started dealing with, in the beginning was a living soul. The man God started dealing with, working with, least with God is a living soul. Least. The least God can fellowship with. If I'm right, Pastor, I should continue like this. Am I okay, sir? The least God can handle was a living soul. Living soul. So a spiritual soul is still below a living soul. But it's close to a living soul. It's close, but it's not yet a living soul. Hallelujah. Can we say a big amen? So all the way the Holy Ghost was coming to us, or the Son was ministering to us, going back to the seal of the Holy Ghost, is to hasten our soul change so that we can come to the border of receiving the seal of the Father. Can we say a big amen? I don't know if you are getting me. So, and I love the way Pastor said it today again, that no matter where you are, just keep journeying. Keep journeying. Keep journeying. God will give many of us speed. I just pray that, I pray, there's one thing I feel in the atmosphere tonight, that we, many of us say we have speed. We have speed. Grace will envelop us. Grace will overtake us. We have speed in Jesus' name. We have hinds feet to run very fast. Our obedience will be swifter than before in the name of Jesus. As we enter this new year, this coming year, Pastor just said it already. I just think maybe this is the way I will till. As we enter this new year, our obedience must be swifter than this year. We have to be swift in obedience. Be swift in obedience. There are times they will teach even seal of Christ. You may think you're already a living soul. When seal of Christ is being taught, you will see that there are still some things in you. Then take note of that and receive grace again. That's how the things will be evolving. Can we say a big amen? Amen. So the seal of the Father is for a living soul. And it's also to let me know that we are already having living souls on the earth, in the church. God can't bring this kind of thing without certain living souls being in the church. They are already living souls in the church. They are already living souls. This thing is not something futuristic. I want to say that it's already happening. Please, that one must be established. It's already happening. The present day ministry of our Lord Jesus as high priest is already functioning. Jesus is already ministering. Listen to what I just said. Our Lord Jesus Christ is already ministering. And the essence of the ministry of our Lord Jesus presently is to seal men with the seal of the Father. The essence, first of all, the essence of the present day ministry of our Lord Jesus is to seal men with the seal of the Father. Because, like I said in the morning, Jesus Christ our Lord is the able minister of his Father and the able minister of his God. Jesus, and that's what Pastor Thompson started with. But later he moved us into the place of connecting with that thought. Can we say a big amen? He said, there is above, there is heaven. I don't know if you understand those things. So above is eternal. Yes, sir. Then heaven is everlasting. So you can see that those things, Jesus is the officiator of them. He's the one that ministers them. Jesus ministers heaven. Jesus ministers above. Jesus ministers those things. But he ministered them in seasons. That's why you can't receive things of above if you are not first of all received things of heaven. Then he now came to you can't receive things of heaven without receiving things of the earth. I don't know if you are getting me. Because they are all formation. When we say earth, don't just see this physical topology. No, don't say like that. This physical topology is a symbol of what should be built in you. Because as a man, you should have earth. You should have earth in you. You should have heaven in you. You should have above in you. It is outside the map pattern of building man. Can we say a big amen? Amen. For example, Bible talking about what to come. What to come has heaven and earth. It has heaven and earth. And some people in this present will receive what to come in this present world. The way Jesus Christ received them. The people will receive them. So you have formations. Earth of God, heavens of God, above. Those things will be in your building. Can we say amen? Amen. So, the present trust of our Lord Jesus Christ, present trust of Jesus Christ is everlasting. Present trust is everlasting. Present trust of our Lord Jesus Christ is to officiate his Father, administer his Father. A time will come when, I said it in the morning, said that a season will come again when the emphasis will be seal of God. Because as we have the seal of the Father, we also have the seal of God. So when you look at Revelation chapter 7, you know, he said that, let us read it again. I will just build up from there. Amen. 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 So he said, I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. Okay. And he cried with a loud voice, to the four angels when it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servant of our God. We are in their forehead. Till we have sealed the servant of our God in their forehead. In their forehead. And then verse 4 says that, and I had a number of them that was sealed, that were sealed, which was 144,000 of the tribe of children of Israel. So the sealing is upon the forehead. Is in their, I heard Pastor Mika say, it's not on, but in their forehead. And when you see Revelation chapter 14, Revelation chapter 14 verse 1, so that seal, you can see Revelation 14, and I looked and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, having with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. So it means the seal of the father is the name of the father. The seal of the father is the name of the father. The seal of the father is the name of the father. Then I love the way scripture is very powerful. He said, having his father's name, not having the. Because having is, I don't know if you are saying that. Lo, lamb on Mount Zion, and within 144,000, having is, not the is. Because when he was ascending, what the message is sent through Mary to the brethren, I go to my father and your father. So it means that the father is not actually truly yet your father. The father, though you can say our father, yes, there's a place for that in Christ Jesus. But the reality of him being your father is that it, thus far is the father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Jesus has his father's things in him. He said, all that the father had are mine. When I read that scripture last year, that thing rattled my atmosphere. I just said, I've been reading this thing before. Do you mean all that the father had are mine? All, not some. All that the father had. All that the father had are mine. They are mine. All things that the father had are mine. It's not mine by faith. Mine that I have inherited them. These things are my things. These things, the father's things, have become my things. So when he says, you have seen me, you have seen the father, he's not just saying what is not real. He's trying to say that I have what the father has. All things, not some things, all things that the father had are mine. So when we say seal of the father, seal of the father is that you have all things that the father has. So having the seal of the father is to have all things the father, not some things, all things the father had must be yours. So that's why you can say when you say my father, it's no longer my father, maybe by faith or in principle, it's my father in essence. My father in essence. So you see, they have the seal of his father because he's the father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we say a big amen?
Amen.
Are you still with me, please? Are you still with me here? So having the seal of the father is having all things of the father. All things of the father. Now, all things of the father. I want to say this. You see, the father is the God of salvation. The Father is the God of salvation. Please say what I just said. If you are still with me and you are not angry, say it again. Yes, I want to say, the God of salvation, the God of salvation is the Father. The Father is the God of salvation. So, in the morning I was saying the Father is the everlasting God. If you remember, if you are in the morning here, I'm not detached from the message, I'm just trying to build up more. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So, the Father of our Lord Jesus is the everlasting God, but he is the God of salvation. He is the God of salvation. And I also said in the morning, I want us to connect with that the Father is the living and the true God. The Father. So the God of salvation is the living and the true God. So it means what makes Father up are living things and true things. So Jesus said, all that the Father, all things the Father hath are mine. What is he saying? I have living things in me. I have true things in me. I have living things in me. I have true things in me. So you can't say God is your Father in essence if you don't have living things and true things in you. So the one who has seal of the Father, there is something they call him in the spirit. Anyone who have the seal of the Father, there's what they call him in the spirit. They call him express image of his person. Anyone who has the seal of the Father, they call him express image of his person. So to become express image of God's person, you must have all things of the Father, both living and true. So listen, living is image of the Father. Living is image of the Father. That's why when you look at like Adam. Adam was made in the image. So there's image of the Father. There is express image of the Father. Image is not yet full image if it's not express. So living is similitude. Is living is not a complete image. Living is part image. Part image to God is it distorted, because it's not carrying full expression of his person. To become full expression, you see, to become full expression is that the hallelujah. You know, the Son of God. Hallelujah. So I believe I'm okay, sir. Pastor, I'm okay. A son is a son of God. There is living son. Living son is image of the Father. But there is living and true son. Living and true son is express image. When you look at the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 9 and chapter 1 verse 9, where they mention, you can, they say, for they then said, she was a woman of entry in, we heard unto you, and now you turn to God from idols, what again? To serve the living and true God. Not serve living God. I've labored on that this morning, that there was a space where God was known to the border of living. Then when Jesus came back, he expanded the revelation of his Father, not just as living, but also as true. That was John established and said, we know the Son of God is come. Can we say a big amen? But go back there. See that verse 9. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 of that 1 Thessalonians. Look at what they say. And he said, and to wait for his Son from heaven. His Son from heaven. Whose Son? Whose Son? I'm asking, whose son? No. Whose son from the scripture? Whose son? Son of the living and true God. So it means, you know, we knew Jesus before as the Son of the living God. But here, they completed it. That it's not only Son of the living God, it's also Son of the true God. You can see Son of the living and true God. This is express image. This is express image. So sonship begins with image. Then end with express image. Express image. You see, when you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 1, are you still with me, everybody? I'm just trying to look at this, looking at it, this seal of the Father. The seal of the Father. The danger, which maybe closing, I will say something about, because I've been having that little no nudge in my heart. The danger is that some will enter sealing, but they won't finish it. And it will be very dangerous, sir. Very, that is the most dangerous phase. This just phase that we have to be praying for ourselves. We have to be praying for this, all of us together. Can we say amen? Because image without express image is dangerous. Ben. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I desire to complete. I desire to finish. My desire is that you don't just begin, that you finish it. My desire is you finish so you will not be an uncompleted building. Oh, I desire you finish. I do not dwell in uncompleted buildings. I want you to finish. Finish the image course. Finish, finish. I want you to finish. That is why I put the burden in the heart of my servant. To sound that warning. To sound that caution. To sound it. Oh, and I witness it even by the Spirit. I desire that you finish. You finish your building. You finish the image. You finish the course of the image. I do not dwell in uncompleted building. I do not dwell in uncompleted building. Oh, other spirit dwell in uncompleted buildings. Other spirit will invade uncompleted building. Oh, be cautious. I want you to be cautious. I want you to tread with caution. I want you to tread with fear. I want you to walk in this path with fear. I want you to walk with reverence. And focus. And focus that the image will complete. And focus. I want you to stay. That is the wisdom of togetherness. I put the wisdom of among so that the image will be fully completed. Stay among to finish the process. Stay among to finish. Do not draw back. Do not leave the company. Stay tightly together. Do not be like the manner of some. Who neglected the assembly of their brethren. Stay together. Together it will be easier to continue. Together it will be easier to bond together. Be bonded together. For it's easier to bond you when you are bonded together. See you, the Lord.
Hallelujah. We receive that instruction. We will never be tired of staying together and staying among in Jesus' name. I want to feel your amen. So I was talking about express image, that the seal of the Father is to make man become his express image. What is it? Jesus, our Lord, is two things. From Hebrews chapter 1, you know, verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory. And what again? And the express image of his person. The brightness of his glory is manifestation of eternal life. What's a brightness? Because nobody can comprehend the glory of God. The glory of God is, you can't comprehend, it's past finding out. Somebody has to shine that light. What's a brightness? Is the one that effulgence, is one who make glory become comprehensible. Am I talking to you, please? Because that is an understanding too. Glory, eternal glory is an understanding. When you look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10, he said, I suffer all things, I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation. which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So salvation there is everlasting life. This is the seal of the Father. This salvation is the seal of the Father. Everyone say salvation. Is what? Is the seal of the Father. Let me tell someone, say salvation.
Salvation.
Talk like somebody who is actually convinced.
Salvation.
Is what? Is the seal of the Father. That's salvation. So, for example, when you say, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, what they are saying is that to make your soul living and true. Salvation of the soul is to make our soul living and true. That's salvation of the soul. So salvation is the seal of the Father. Eternal glory is the seal of God. So the way we have the name of the Father in our forehead is the same way we have the name of God in our forehead. So when you, for example, when you look at the book of Revelation chapter 22, you will see that that's a conversation of eternal life. That's eternal life. Revelation chapter 22, he said, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. You see, this is different from Revelation chapter 14. I saw a lamp stand, but here, the lamp, gun, is eternal.
Amen.
Yes, amen. The Lamb. I saw the throne of God and of the Lamb. And of the Lamb shall be, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. Then what again? His servant shall serve him. And what again? They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. This is eternal life. This is not the same thing as Revelation chapter 14. Because Revelation 14 didn't say they will see his face. The face here, hallelujah. This was what Moses was asking God for. He said, when he said, let me show me your glory. You remember Exodus chapter 32. The Lord said, I show me your glory. That's what Moses asked for. But God said, no man will see my face. It means face is glory.
Yes,
so when he said, brightness of his glory, it means the minister of his face. To our face of God. Face of God is in faces. Pastor Dimitri taught that maybe recently. Faces of glory. Was it not last year or 2 years ago? Faces of glory. I remember this, your background there with. Can we say amen? Amen. So Moses asked for glory. But God said, you can't see my face. And he said, no man see my face and live. So, and it's true that no man can see his face and live. Paul confirmed this scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Who only hath immortality, dwelling what? In the light, which no man can approach. This is New Testament. Who no man hath seen, nor can see. So he didn't even give any opportunity or hope of seeing him. Hallelujah. So I believe on Monday, Pastor Demeji entered that trust. But you know, since that wasn't the main trust, it just let us see. The reason for the seal of the Father is to be able to see his face. You can't see God's face without the seal of the Father.
Yes, sir.
Why we need the seal of the Father is to give us opportunity of approach. To approach the unapproachable light. And to see it who no man can see. So that Revelation chapter 22. When they say, his servant shall serve him. That's a higher level of service. You know, we have been dealing with service. If you remember, service in the Holy Ghost, service of Christ. Are you with me? Service of the living God. When you have served the living God and become true, then you enter another level of service. A servant that is serving the eternal God. Amen.
Amen.
And his name, the name here is the name of God, eternal God. We still be in their forehead. So as you have the name of the Father in the forehead, so not this forehead though. The forehead is your soul. The forehead is your heart and mind. The heart, the forehead is your heart and mind. Please say what I say. Yes, the forehead is my heart and my mind. That's the forehead. It's not this one. It's not this atari, you know, this one here. This one, just keep greasing it, make it oily, make it okay. That is not where they will put the name. It's not on, it's in. So in is in your heart and in your mind. In your heart and in your mind. That's where my teaching will land today. I want to say that because that is very important. But I'm just trying to say that. So, amen. So it means as your soul will be made everlasting. It's also in the same higher pedigree, your soul will be made eternal. Because the elect have two things. Salvation with eternal glory. Not salvation and. That is to say, what they will put as a blessing upon saved soul. It's eternal glory. It's the reward. So you see that. And when our daddy comes, he will teach all those things, I believe. You know, so reward. Eternal glory is reward. So it's reward for being saved. It is only a saved man that can approach the unapproachable light. It's only the saved soul that can approach the unapproachable light. Hallelujah. I want to say a big amen. Am I talking to you, please? Are you still with me? I want to say saved soul. So that's why you look at Revelation chapter 14. After 144,000 were saved, having his father's name written in their forehead, then you now see that a song broke out. Look at verse 2. But they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. Look at that word. And is it the word? No man. You don't forget which no man can approach. No man can see my face. No man can approach unto. So you see the word. And no man could learn. Not sing. Not no man could sing. No man could learn. Learn that song. This is song of eternal life. So they enter a new life, new season of learning. They were song is not that they were learning Yahweh. Yeah, no. It's a conversation. Song is conversation. Song is conversation. I said song is conversation. Everybody say song is conversation. When we say learning a new song, they are learning conversation of the above. Conversation of the beginning. Conversation of the beginning. Conversation of Father, Word, and Holy Spirit. When there was no creation. When there was no creation. When there was no angel. When there was no man. When there was nothing. There was a conversation. The Father, the Word. Not the Son. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost had before they started creating. They had a fellowship. They had a song in their midst among themselves. They now trust the people to eat. I don't know when we are seeing something. What the gospel is offering us is foul. What the gospel is offering is foul. It's far. That's why we have to stay strong and continue. Pastor said we don't enter one chance. Let's enter the one chance. Enter fully. Amen. And see ourselves in eternity. Hallelujah. This is how these things will happen. Just let's continue. Before you know it, some people will break through. Have the seal of the Father. Imagine when you have the seal of the Father and say, okay, next conversation. I mean, you are in your body and you are learning something which no man could learn. What will City Gate look like in that time? Baba. Mafi City Gisile. Mufi Jesus be. Amen. to 10. Don't listen to it. When I say don't listen to it, is it the only church? I'm not saying it's not the only church. But show they have been planted your soul there. This is where they planted you. Stay put. Stay put here. Yeah? Be 80 here. Yeah? Be 80. If you are 40 now, be 80. You are still going far. We are going to a place where people will be elders. All of you that are you today, 24, 25, you are still going to be 80. What will your soul be like when you are 80? When you are 25 now, 25 minus 80 is how many? It's 55. So see 55 years time. Oh, will just be like, I remember at Ajibode 2024. You can see generations of your own children. You have grandchildren in City Gate. So you are youth. You are youth now. Have a fear for cover and walk off where. We are just looking for husband for you now. You are 25, 26. But 55 years to come, you will have married. Your daughter or son will have married. You will have become grandparents. And you are still in this. You can imagine who you will be. You will have become express image. Now, teaching Julie or your son's son how to have seal of Christ. So you see, it will be easier because you are already something. The reason why I want to be doctor is because we have doctor. Pastor Fisayo is a doctor. So if somebody says, seriously, say, I want to learn medicine, say, see Mama Fisayo. So Mama Fisayo is a witness of something. I don't mean I'm talking. I'm just talking even natural. So you can imagine when they are describing something about express image that you are ready. You are already expressing me. So it will be easier for Junior to connect. What you will be in 55 years as express image is who Jesus is now. Jesus is our role model. Bible says we should consider Jesus. But you see, in that time they say consider Jesus and his brethren. He has raised many brethren like himself. I'd like to be among those brethren. Don't you think you should be part of them? Don't let one brother lure you away. Apostle that does not submit to pastor. Who has more anointing than pastor? John Mofi Jesumbe. Mofi Trombe. Joko. Not a apostle. But under pastor. It's better to be under pastor and make throne than marry an apostle and apostolize your life. May you not marry an apostle and enter apostasy. I believe there are present day apostles. I believe them. But anyone who cannot minister salvation as the hope of the saint is apostle who have one leg. Like Pastor Dimeji said, amen that has one leg. There are apostles standing on one leg. Because real apostle must minister salvation. No leg apostle. I don't know, then they are floating apostle. Can I continue, please? Are you still with me, everybody?
Yes,
so it's when I stood up that you start responding. Brethren, 10 ministers. So, amen. Please, let's get this thing. The seal of the Father is to make express image of his person. Express image of his person. I want us to bear that. So, an express image is living and true. I said living is image. Listen, if you are still spiritual, you are not yet image like that. You are coming into it. Christ is image of God. It's an image, but it's not real imaging. Real imaging begins as living. So the essence, Jesus, what Jesus Christ is doing presently, Jesus is sealing men and bringing them to image. First of all, an express image. Even the new man is created after God.
after God.
You know, Apostle labored on Newman today. Amen. He's created after God. Created after God. Then when you now go to Colossians, they are still saying that that new man must be upgraded. The new man, Colossians, and you are put on Colossians 3:10. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I should wrap through this. And I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. New man, renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. After the image of him that created him. So it means that that new man still has to be upgraded. You see, the word renew is upgraded with light so that it can come to that image of him that created him. He was created. When I say new creation, he was created, but now they have to upgrade him by light, by knowledge, by light. Hallelujah. So, living. There was a living. I say living is the beginning of image of the Father. Then true is express image of the Father. True is express image. Living is living. Listen, when you become living, when a soul is made living, a soul that is not yet living to God. I don't want us to make one mistake, because this is where the Lord came for us as a company. We got dealt with us in the confine of the doctrine of Christ. And God really helped us to come into that estate of journey. Then later God started telling us that there is more to that. This is where, that was where warfare maybe broke out small, because everyone said Christ is enough. Christ Jesus is enough. But Christ as a learning. Christ as a learning. Christ as a statue. There, you see, hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Jesus, our Lord, is more than a Christ. John said, these things I've written that you may believe that Jesus, let's see, John chapter 20. You see, and many other signs, truly the Jesus in the presence of disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, comma, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life through his name. So this life is not one life. No. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Another version says, I have come that you may have life and have it to fullness. Fullness of life. You can have life and not have fullness of life. So, spiritual as life. But the life spiritual as to God is not yet life. Because this God, hallelujah, in the project of man, the first man God knew, I was saying that in the beginning, it was not a spiritual man. It was a living soul. The first man was a living soul. Not spiritual. Spiritual come into place because man became flesh. Spiritual come into place because, hallelujah. Look at what it says, spiritual. Came into place because man became flesh. The man God created and formed with works was a living soul. But when sin came, sin tampered with man's formation. Sin degenerated man's formation. And by the time Adam didn't become flesh, but his descendant after him, after a while, he became flesh. And you can see Genesis chapter 6. He said, my spirit shall no longer strive with man because he also is flesh. So you can see that man became flesh. For man to become living, man has to pass through another formation.
So you can't become living from flesh, because flesh has its own life. What is the life of flesh? It's called carnal life. Carnal life is the life of flesh. Hallelujah. You know, flesh has its own life. The way Christ is the life of spiritual man. Flesh has its own life. The life of flesh is carnal life. Carnal. That's why also flesh has its own intelligence. As Christ is the intelligence of a spiritual man. Amen.
Amen.
You are still following me?
Yes.
As Christ is the intelligence of a spiritual man. When you say, I'm spiritual. To say I'm spiritual means you have an intelligence called Christ. Christ is the intelligence of a spiritual man. Or Christ is the wisdom of a spiritual man. Pastor, you talked on Christ as wisdom. So Christ is the wisdom of a spiritual man. Then flesh has its own wisdom. Flesh is a wisdom, but it has its own intelligence called carnal. To be carnally minded is death. Is it carnally minded? It means that carnal is not just anything. Carnal is an intelligence. Carnal is what the world installs into you. The world makes you carnal. The world strengthens you as a flesh. The world makes you fleshly. So you display fleshliness by carnal mindedness. To be carnally minded is death. They now say a carnal mind. It is a carnal mind. Carnal mind is enmity against God. Enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So that is a fleshly estate. Now, amen. This wasn't existing in the beginning. But sin introduced a life. What brought my thought is that spiritual was not in the plan before. But since man became flesh, to move man from flesh and to connect him back to living, he must have an intermediary cause. Christ is remedial for living. I mean, remedial cause. Remedy. It's a remedy flesh. Christ is intermediary. Hallelujah. I don't know if you are still following me, everybody. When you look at Romans chapter 1, verse 17, it says that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. So what God started Adam with in the beginning was salvation cause. Because salvation begins with living. Everyone say what I just said. I told us, you see, I've been bringing scripture like this. I told us, I said, God is the God of salvation. The Father is the God of salvation. And I said, the Father is the living and true. You are supposed to inherit the Father. The essence for fatherhood is for inheritance. Not so, sir. Can we say a big amen? So, salvation begins with living. Without sin, God will have still done salvation. Yes, Adam didn't sin when he was in the garden. Am I talking, please? So salvation is not, first of all, to undo sin. That was not the essence of salvation. It was not after the fall. God now say, let's do salvation. No, salvation has always been the program. Salvation has always been the program. Adam was in the program of salvation. It was not after the fall. No, it was in the program of salvation. God was saving Adam's soul. God was saving Adam's soul. Adam was in a soul-saving adventure. Soul-saving adventure. Soul-saving program. Soul-saving program. Adam wasn't supposed to be living soul. Adam was supposed to move from living to becoming true. When I say true, true is an abiding. That's what I say. Adam become an abider. everlastingly abiding. That was the program. Sin interrupted that program. So we have to see sin as an interruption. See sin as an interruption. Sin interrupted God's program. God's original program, sin interrupted it. So, and sin now formed a life. Sin formed a life. Sin framed a nature. Hallelujah. Sin did not only frame a nature, sin framed an environment to make sure man will never go back. It's called the world. This world, the world is an arrangement to make sure man is perpetually fleshly. Perpetually fleshly. The world is the environment. Don't think about any ministry outside this place. Yeah, depend on your soul, man. Because sometimes pastor is like apprenticeship. And you will even see scripture to buttress it. If I'm not faithful in another man's work, who will give me my own? It's not for ministry. Oh. Your own, yeah, it's not ministry. Your own is your inheritance. Amen. Yeah. Pastor Thompson said that while a community tell me. I even hate that word. When will you start your own? I hate that word. So forgive me, Sha. Because you are a pastor now. Maybe you have your home. I don't have my home. See, let me tell you. I do say it very well. And I can say it anywhere. I say it very well. If they say, leave it, Lori, I will. I won't lie to you. Go pack my load. And ordain, we already have minister, ordain them, give instructions. God be with you. Pew. I carry my wife. That one, I can't leave my wife. I carry my wife with me. Where you go, I go. That's the contract. Pew. I do say it in church. Pastor say, wait, that's the spirit. Let me know. I'll be checking up on you once a while to know how you are doing, fearing, giving. No, that's because, see, what I'm looking for is a person. Yeah. Person. So, this, there are instructions. Hallelujah. It's not some people. Okay, let me lose. Because these things, sir, we need to know what we are dealing with and where we are going. What if they say that you, your own, till Jesus comes, you will be serving Pastor Dimeji. You won't be a pastor, you'll just be serving. Minister to him. Me, I know some things will still be. It's not a pastor that will tell you instructions and commandments. Ordinances. Just minister to pastor and his wife. That's your own life. Your life is to minister and serve them. Who is serving everlasting purpose? Just serve. I'm not saying I feel like serving. That's not it. It's not about I feel like. You can feel like serving and not feel like serving tomorrow. These are ordinances that you serve him till, I don't want to say till death, till Jesus comes. So you can serve, you will serve ministers of the gospel for the next 60 years of your life. And you are not a pastor. They won't call you pastor. You know, in the ordin, even in Israel, you see that people are armor bearers of the king. I'm talking about even the present world. When I'm a bearer of Saul said, kill me. He said, I can never do it. Kill me. He said, Saul took his sword, fell upon him. The armor bearer, himself, what did he do? He died. My father. He said, who am I to live where my master is dead? He also fell upon his sword. Covenants. Etidake. This is where I move today, sir. So I think I should continue, sir. This is a real issue of living. See, let me tell you something. When it comes to living, yeah, when you become living, I have to. This is the way I was taught. And it's the emphasis in our community. When you become living, so you have dominion over flesh. when you are a living soul, you have strong dominion over flesh. You have dominion over a living soul. A Christ does not have dominion over flesh. A Christ knows what flesh is. A Christ is free from it, but flesh can pull in. A Christ is a warrior against flesh. But a living soul has dominion over flesh. Flesh is under his feet. A living soul does not use flesh again at all. There's no time, no pressure, no situation, no circumstance. No issue of life will make him to recourse to flesh. No, he has left that border. He has left it. Because Adam, as a living soul, didn't have flesh. Didn't have flesh. Time also do like flesh. There's a way time controls. Time manipulates. When you say you have dominion over flesh, you know that flesh and time, they work together. Why did you say, I am 30? I can't marry again. It's time. It's time. It's time. Is it what? My time is going. It's flesh. It's flesh. So time uses flesh against you. Why does it wait upon the Lord? It's time. So it means in waiting, you beat time. And Satan uses time to... Why am I even talking? Satan uses time to control people. Time is going. Time is going. Somebody said, the Lord has told me, when I mark 50, I should start my home. Why? Time is learning. What to pay 50? Or else, you will die unsung. Lord, we don't know you. No, people need to know you. Why not ever know you? Why am I doing lines today? Okay, let me go back to knowledge. But I think this is... Is it helping you? Yeah. Especially gray hair. Oh, my Father. When gray hair start appearing? Mumatin yoru funfun. Agba matin de. Kim wati gba ye se. This is what have I done in this life? I was removing my white hair until the thing conquered my hand. I used to remove it. The more I remove, the more they multiply. So when I leave, it's like the thing is steady now. It's not they grow more. It's even reducing small, small. And I want to reduce more. Shanda, die. No, I just see. I have some things I will show you. When you take it, gray hair will go. Because we still have a long way to go, sir. I want to have 100 in that new listen. Tabati, they say, they come and grow for you. They catch you because you bubble now. Bubble in everlasting life. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't make you laugh, but I'll show you they see something. Yes, are you seeing something, please? Yes, I say a living soul. Listen, a living soul is image of God, image of the Father. So you can't say you have image of the Father and Father is seeing flesh in you. No. So when they bring you to paradigm of living, the reason for living, when Jesus the Son start ministering to you to make you living, what is dealing with is giving you dominion over flesh. You must have dominion over flesh. It's not negotiable. The hallmark of living is that there's absence of flesh. Flesh is under. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I put all your enemies under your footstool. One of the enemies that must be under footstool is flesh. Flesh is a body of sin. Flesh is a body of sin. It's a dominion. It's a body of sin that must be under. I said, flesh must not at any time be an option for a living soul. If you are still spiritual, there are times flesh pull you. I lose my patience yesterday. I lost my patience. You'll be fighting it. That's what I say. It's a fighting. But you see, you fight till the Son of God comes to you. When it comes, it will give you wisdom of the living to put flesh under. See, when you don't know what to do, you will stay like that. Flesh will call you, but you don't. It's not an option. It's not an option. You see, a living soul is he who is not ashamed being called living. You see, when you are spiritual, there are times you are ashamed of being called spiritual. You see, don't think I don't know what to do. Don't think I don't know what to say. And then remember, but this thing happened. You say, don't think I don't know what to do. It's just because, you know, I just fear the Lord and I don't. No, when you say, don't think I don't know what to do, it means that it's an alternative. And when you are prayed more, you will do it. There's a reservoir where you can fetch from. When you become living, you can't fetch from it. To egbe or there. That's how you be the order. It's not an option at all. I'm saying that's what makes living. That is image, not yet express image. That's image, not yet express image. Very soon, we'll be having living couples, living families. Imagine husband and wife that are living. Imagine husband and wife that are living. Yes, sir. That's Adam and Eve. It's got husband that are living. In fact, sir, the way the Lord taught me something, or the emphasis the Lord gave to us through the scriptures and the teaching of our father is that Adam was even living soul of the earth. But the living soul of the present is the living soul of everlasting, is living soul of heaven. So it means a living soul of the present in Christ. In Christ Jesus has more glory than Adam. A stronger living soul. Better living soul. Better living soul. You should be better than Adam as a living soul. Because Jesus is better than Adam. He had more glory. I said living souls as brethren. Brethren as living souls. Kai! You can imagine living soul churches where flesh doesn't thrive. So imagine somebody just joined church, but he has flesh. The atmosphere itself can be purging flesh. Purging flesh. You see that? That's why I say that just stay. See, stay. Don't say, my own flesh is big. Don't worry. Stay among the brethren. You see, our flesh will be dropping. I say flesh will drop very fast. But that living soul, it's not yet express image. Because big hallelujah. I'm probably wrapping up. Can we say big amen?
Amen.
The constitution of man originally is blood. Amen. Adam is called red earth. Adam is red earth. The word Adam means red earth. Red earth. Adam is red head. All these things, thank God. Pastor, don't teach you. Pastor is like, because I know. Pastor is a scribe. So red head. I was a red head. Adam is red head. Adam didn't have flesh. Adam had, when I say blood, it's not just blood running in his skin. I'm not talking about this body, flesh and blood. I'm talking about soul. The constitution of the soul was blood. When I say blood, blood means that's what makes him man. And what make him of the present? Humanity in Adam is there, but there was no flesh. So that humanity is that it still has capacity of responding to sin or tendency to respond to temptation or can be corrupted. Blood is corruptible. Blood is corruptible. Flesh is corrupt. Flesh is corrupt. Blood is corrupt. Blood is not corrupt. But when it's subject to prayer, it can respond to corruption. So when you say flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. So it means that after you have dominion over flesh as a living soul, you have your next warfare. It's warfare against blood. 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 Thank you, sir. So there is this world you will war against. There is the present. So what particularly, what entities of the present yielded? No, we say blood is that. Blood, you can say what come out of your body. It's a program. It's constitution. It's a constitution. Everything of the present have their bloodline. Have their life. Life. The life of the animal is in the blood. So, hallelujah. The testimony is in the blood. So the testimony of the living is not enough. You need the testimony of the truth. So when you read that, please, let me close. I don't know. Hallelujah. I have scammed things here and there, but I don't know if you are getting me, please. Amen. Very soon in our communities, flesh will not be a big deal again. Amen. I can't even, honestly, I don't like this kind of amen. I don't like it. It's like saying that anointing to heal incurable disease is coming to our community. I know you will shout a big amen. I say, they are coming, sir. Oh, very soon, they are coming. God has programmed for anyone who is not flesh. There are things that will be coming, commodities. This is not a place to say, commodities are coming. Just beat flesh. Just conquer, put flesh under. Who did God say they are this with 120? It's because man became flesh. That's why God limited their life. Because it's flesh, God cut his life and make it 120. So that I won't, because if man continues to live like that, he'll become irredeemable. Amen. 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 Let's see that, please, Pastor Ray. Let me close with it. Pastor, that's John chapter 3. He that is from above is above all. Hallelujah. He that coming from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. Ah, I've not done half of my teaching. But I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. I'm just saying it's not anything. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he had seen ahead, that he testified. What he has seen and heard, he testified. And no man receiveth his testimony. No man can, actually, unless you become living. Who can receive this testimony is living. That's why John, to a degree, even though John was as much as he did ascend more than Adam, the next in rank of living, when you put Adam, the next after Adam was John. It's not Abel. John ascended more than Abel. Nobody has arisen. There's no man born of woman that has arisen as John. John arose more than Abraham. No. Please, this is scripture. Jesus said it. John ascended more than Abraham, more than Enoch. Enoch escaped there. John ascended more than Enoch. More than Abel. More than Abraham. More than Moses. That John you are seeing. And John did no miracle. So it means it's not, ascension is not in doing miracle. Ascension is ability to comprehend. The nearest person that could hear Jesus was John. God, the person who said this thing is John. Is John. The person who said this thing, he that coming from above is John. It's John. It's not Jesus Christ. It's John. It's John that is saying this thing. So you can imagine that kind of soul. So and nobody can receive testimony of Jesus. Are you still with me, please? This testimony is the testimony of his blood. For you can see that verse 8. He that had received his testimony, as set to his seed. So you can see, set to his seed. If you receive his testimony, you can come to that place of say and also be a witness that God is true. It's not just living alone, it's true. So the essence of that testimony is to make you true. So that you can know him that is true. So this is the ministration. Hallelujah. To make us true, we must overcome blood. Living is still subject to change. Living is still subject to change. Living is still subject to change. When I say subject to change, they are is still corruptible. Even though it's not corrupt now, he has a life that is not corrupt, but if it's exposed, that's why, you know, our daddy said, and I know it's coming, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to tell us, listen to me, please. You have to keep racing. So I'm saying to be spiritual is good, but it's not good enough. We are entering a phase of life where spiritual will compromise heavily because the forces that are landing upon the earth will break your spirituality. I break spirituality, Danu. Forces that are upon the earth. You see, let me tell you, if the people that I esteem so much, hallelujah, people that you feel, wow, these are people that are holding things. Certain events of the earth make us know they are not as spiritual as you think. How can somebody, I don't know how to say this, how can somebody who says spiritual be affirming that lady for president? But you say you are spiritual because they are going to deport you. Then you support him too. You mean that you esteem deportation, you esteem staying, you esteem staying in that country and trade it for your spirituality. Whatever that woman represented, you approve it so that you can stay. So it means your spirituality is not good enough. It's better you suffer. If you are spiritual, suffer. Let them deport you. Even deport yourself before they deport you. Because you are racing. You have a standing in the spirit. You would rather die than to vote for evil. I'm telling you, compromises, the way it happens, is to let you know that spirituality is not good enough. But it's good. It depends on prayer. Now, to be made living. Living is good. But living, as good as it is not yet perfect. It can be tempted. So you can't face Satan. Hallelujah. Living cannot war against Satan. Don't be angry with me, please. Don't be angry. Living can war with the dragon. Living can overcome the dragon. Living. Sir, why I say that is this. Sir, I don't know, maybe I'm okay today. That was a big amen. Angels are living. All of them, they are living in their different order. They are living. What did Satan tell them? There's a question a lot. That's why I was afraid. I became afraid. When I say afraid, afraid that there's still more work to be done. Sir, what did you see? Let me tell you something. If not for light and understanding, these angels were seeing things. They were seeing light. They knew where they were in the spirit. What did Satan tell them that made them change their mind and dissuade them? So it means there are some things. When I say worry against Satan, it's not binding Satan. It's not binding Satan. When they worry against Satan, it's not worry against Satan. No, worry against Satan is that Satan will be talking to you. And when they talk, it's not that it will tell you, look at your head like coconut head. No, that's not it. Say, talking to you that Satan will be bringing promises. 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 There are certain promises of Satan they can't expose us to now. They can't. Let me tell you, I know Jesus went through certain conversation with the dragon. Okay, sir. 3.5 years and they were conversations. In fact, I believe strongly Satan was using scripture for Jesus. he was using scripture. I'm not saying against four. You are the son of David. It has been prophesied of you that you will sit upon the throne of your father David. It is time for you to claim this kingdom. David, the angel said, he will sit upon the throne of his father David.
Yes, sir.
I said, Satan can engage a soul that is living. A living soul is more profitable to Satan than a spiritual soul. So, listen to me. As we go today, I want to tell you something. We are in that paradigm in the spirit. Pastor, sir, you see, the seven churches, all those people Jesus mentioned particularly, like Balaam, like Jezebel, like Nicolaitans, they were living souls. Because the churches were living churches, they were already doing living works. Jesus came to perfect their works. So it means Balaam was already hired. Balaam is not a particular person. There's nobody that's bearing Balaam. Balaam is a system working in the churches. Call coming is the, he said the coming is the work is the coming of Satan. Working of Satan. So it means that, listen, a living soul is more profitable to Satan. Because a living soul is image of the Father. So the living soul is an influence over others. A living soul is an influence over spiritual and over them that are still children. A living soul is a standard. So imagine Satan tilting living soul. Promises. Promises of the scripture. What am I saying? Brethren, what I'm saying is that don't be satisfied as spiritual. Then, if God help us, and as he's helping us, we are made, put flesh under, don't still be satisfied.
Yes, sir.
The goal of the seal of the Father is to be made express image. Express. The word express image of his person means, oh my Father, no, there's a word, exact, yes, but there's a word that they use for me. It means, thank you so much. As image there means character. I want to share the word image means character. The Greek word for that image, express, is character. Image is character. It means, that's where they get the word character of gold. Character, you know, and gold has different levels of character. 12 carat, 16 carat, 18 carat, 20 carat. The purest gold is 24 carat. That's what they said. That is purest gold. So Jesus is 24 carat of the Father. 24 carat means that there is no variableness, no shadow of turning inside Jesus Christ. No variableness, no shadow. This word shadow there means tendency to still stall. Tendency, especially when they bring to you confrontation of the present. When you are to die to the present, the warfare of Jesus is in dying to the present. A present has its own calibration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you getting me, huh? You see, all these things, God will bring them to us in our different levels of applications. For example, a brother who is 28, marrying 35. What makes you say no is the order of the present. It's present. A sister that is 35 and a brother of 28 is proposing to you. It's not flesh particularly because age is good, but age is according to the present. The person that's 28, do you know his age in the spirit? Do you know how old is he? What is how old is age in the spirit? Do you know his growth? I'm just saying all this that I said, they will come to us at different levels of measurement, different level of dealings, different levels of understanding and applications. You can be 65 and your pastor can be 50 and they say, don't call him pastor again. Start calling him daddy. It means 65 is 50. 15 years different. That is the warfare of the present. Because age, I know what I'm saying. That the pastor is okay. My pastor. My customized pastor. You see your heart. You see the Lord scolding you. I say, stop saying pastor. Call him. It's not about the person you are calling daddy. It's you that you are dying to the present. Yes, sir. That is you they are helping, not the person. The person can say, please don't call me daddy. I beg you. Don't call me daddy. Don't listen to him. Lord. In fact, you don't want to call daddy before. You know, say, please don't call me daddy. I beg you, don't call me. Sir, I just say I should call you. No, it's not. The Lord will tell you, I didn't. It's not about him. It's about you. It's your own commandment to change you. To change you. All of us here, I pray we enter this journey of change properly. It's my prayer. You see, the Son of God is come. The Son of God is come. The Son of God. And the Son of God will be teaching us things that pertain to living and truth. Look, the Son of God, for example, does nothing except what he sees his Father do. When you are being made true, your life will be slow. I won't lie to you. But I don't even like that kind of prayer. After that church in John before, some people say, it's like, you. I think they went to me and I said, please, let's take it easy. They said, my life is slow already. And they say, my life will be slow. Because what is running? That life, he says, running is the life of the present. It's still corruptible. They need to change your order of living. Change. When you are becoming true, they will slow down your life. This chap leading. I heard somebody say, how you can be led within 24 hours? See, let me tell you, thank God for that. No, please don't laugh. Thank God for that. But you are coming to a place where the Father may not talk for a week. And I'm just saying, this week is just to, it's consolation. And you won't do anything. The Father will quiet. The quietness, because he doesn't love you, is a training. And he expects you to stand and watch for what he will say. To watch and say. So sometimes when he has not spoken and you do, you know you have violated something. You may have result, but you know you have violated something. You have to wait. I just ask you, bring some lines. May we have grace to wait. I say, may we have grace to wait. Some of you are rushing to want to marry, but the Lord is saying, wait. Even a brother can tell you, I propose. You say, boy, he's even in this water. The Lord say, wait. That waiting, he knows what he's doing to you. We will have grace to wait. In Jesus' name. I pray for every one of us here. I pray. Jesus is in their midst. Jesus, I'm praying, Lord, have grace. Let grace rub upon this brethren of ours, including myself. I'm praying, Jesus, grant us grace. Grace to overcome. Grace to have dominion. Grace to have dominion over flesh. Grace to have dominion over blood. Grace to be made incorruptible. Grace to be made undefiled. I am praying for this assembly, Lord, that this season of sealing, there will be mighty travels in the spirit. Yes. Those who are fine behind, I'm praying for grace for you to begin to overcome. Yes. Overcome. Yes. Receive power to overcome. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we will wait through. Yes. We will wait through. Yes. I said we will wait through. Yes. We will wait through. City Gate will be made church of the living God, church of the true God. I perceive we are entering, witnessing the living in this church. In the season of witnessing, harvest will be plenty, sir. People will be hardened because God has seen a church that can make people living. Living. And this will be our portion in the name of Jesus. I am praying every area of struggle will receive grace. Everyone that has commandment already received grace to do them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can we just give thanks to God? Let's just thank Him. Let's thank Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him praise.
Again, to thank the Lord tonight. It's been a wonderful stretch. Lift up your hands and thank God. Mercy just downloaded grace to us. Can you thank the Lord? Let's just thank Him. Believe me, the Lord has blessed us and put things in us. We are praying and God has heard our prayers and is still hearing those prayers because more is still yet to come in these 7 days. Let's thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. Come on, thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. Hala brune freka dosta jomelata reko paro sifran ego jacha purune frenesa kropa labrune ferenia tasta nia sifronai. Lift up your hands and thank Him. Just thank Him. Finally. Thank Him. In Jesus' name. Can we appreciate Pastor Tosi? Thank you, Pastor. I don't like the way you're appreciating him. Thank you, sir. Amen. Pastor, thank you for laboring. You know, let's have a seat. There's a lot of work. Since 3 years ago, I've been on the Epistles of John. And the Lord told me that we need to labor. Yes, that's where we have been. So this early days, the Lord says, dovetail into Peter. So I went into Peter. We're not even entered chapter 3. Because chapter 3 is, you see, those commandments were commandments for people to begin to enter into marriage at the estate of living soul. So we cannot even comprehend those. You know, we use them for marriage seminar. Flesh cannot comprehend all those things. So all those things are just opening up gradually. We have a lot. What I want to say is that, yes. So there's a lot of labor. So when you are talking about Adam, you know, John, you know, the way they rendered those ancient elders in Hebrews 11, Abel was higher than even Enoch. Because Enoch used a Bellic testament. If you know the way it was, that man, so I was telling, was Pastor Mustafa, I said, even Abel was a terrible man because every other person outside of Abel used his testament. All of them. Enosh. Enosh? All of those people, they used a Bellic. So, yes, the way the Lord told me, says, the Lord set them by ranking. Look at it. Abel. Who's the next person? No, according to Hebrews 11, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham. So Abraham has fathers. Even Abraham. In the realm of living, he had fathers. That's what she told Hebrews 11 here. Yeah. It's according to their ranking. So, yes. Abel was not an ordinary person. That is why the sin of Cain. Listen, I want to round up something. That's why Cain showed up in the Epistle of John again. So, you see, this thing, like I've said, and I'm saying again, they are moving us to love. When they are going to talk about in 1 John chapter 3, they says, not as Cain. So, it means that what they were experiencing was a kind of conversation. I said, God will open our understanding. I am telling you. The Bible is just opening. No wonder Cain keeps showing up. So this Cain guy, there was something that he knew. He broke, he transgressed a major code in the spirit. So these things that Pastor says is saying, I can relate with many of them. That they are the things that God has been trying to do since, bringing us to a place where we can comprehend fully everlasting thoughts. Everlasting thoughts that will make us become true. I want to believe that even for us to begin to teach around this thing, we have found mercy. We have found mercy. Don't you believe me? You don't know. You don't know. This generation is a special generation. I'm sure heaven is happy Heaven is happy that we have journeyed this far, that you can begin to talk around this thing. Because let me tell you, if you understand church history very well, in church history, 100, 200 years can come, 500 years can go, nothing, no generation will think about this. So that remember that your experience that you had many years ago, around the time we started church. She said she saw a warehouse. Ancient warehouse. He said nobody goes there. So she now went to the warehouse. Then I saw one woman. He now said, where are you? Who are you coming to do here? He said, I want to enter the warehouse. I said, hey. He said, only in thousands of years, nobody comes here. Yeah. Yeah. Say, my wife now said, when they opened the warehouse, she saw treasures, armories. He said, nobody. They said, for 1,000 years, nobody don't come. Say, what are you doing here? Nobody they come to, nobody they come this kind of area. So, for God, any, let me tell you, listen, if you are here, either you are hearing me online, or you are seated here, you were chosen. You were chosen to hear this thing. I can tell you, you could have entered the head and not find this thing. You will go to heaven, and in the world to come, they will begin with you. Because this program will be run in the world to come. It's a world program. All this is that we're hearing now, you will hear it in the world to come. So if you are hearing me now, it is mercy that found you. My prayer is that you will not lose your place. I will not lose my place. None of us will lose our place. That your amen is too weak. This thing is a serious matter. So, but I believe that the either began a good work in us. You see, some of the things you were saying about having everlasting thoughts, you know, seeing afar. You know, some of the thoughts we have, this will break thoughts. You don't see far. Joyner talked about churches like this. One of his prophecies said churches where people will live for years. So he had a vision that Morningstar. That's why he has been trying to hand over Morningstar. He knows, he said, the vision that God gave Morningstar, that he cannot accomplish it in his own lifetime. So that's why he has been looking for a successor. I look for Chris Reed and what that, he has always thought. Joyner is 76. So you can see that the vision is Zechariah chapter 8. Churches of old men with staff. Can you show me that? I'm sorry, let me just say this. With old men with staff. So I'm just trying to compliment you. I say, so you are not angry that when you say, you stay in one church forever. What kind of thing is that? You don't know. We are in the era of New Testament churches. The era has just begun. Because what we know as church before is totally changing completely. Because now it is the message that determines the churches. That's what the Lord told me. He says, when you begin to recover the gospel, then they begin to change what church is. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall dwell old men and old women. There shall yet old men and old women dwell what? In the streets of Jerusalem. That streets is a picture of Feast of Tabernacles. It's called Feast of Booths. And every man what? With his staff in his hand for what? For very age. These are everlasting men. They have aged. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing thereof. Those are their children. So that is the order of churches that we're going to. I believe it that we'll get to that place. Why are you not saying amen? We'll get there. So God began to say that he is raising fathers of this order. When we see something in fathers, we believe that this thing is true. We will start seeing many people bear witness to this thing. Believe me, all of you here, that you are destined to be fathers. Believe me. Oh, you don't believe me? Yes, now. Fathers. I believe it. I'm so excited. So, Pastor, thank you for blessing us. Pastor Dosin blessed us tonight. Thank you so much. So much labor. Amen.
We believe you have been visited by the Lord through the administration of the Spirit.
You can access other edifying resources via our website.
www.thecitygatechurch.org.
God to bless you.